Blackstone Audio presents Hunters in the Snow by Tobias Wolfe. This book is read by Anthony Heald.
Tub had been waiting for an hour in the falling snow. He paced the sidewalk to keep warm and stuck his head out over the curb whenever he saw lights approaching. The fall of snow thickened. Tub stood below the overhang of a building. Across the road, the clouds whitened just above the rooftops, and the whiteness seeped up through the sky. He shifted the rifle strap to his other shoulder. A truck slid around the corner, horn blaring, rear end sashaying. Tub moved to the sidewalk and held up his hand. The truck jumped the curb and kept coming, half on the street and half on the sidewalk. It wasn't slowing down at all. Tub stood for a moment, still holding up his hand, then jumped back. His rifle slipped off his shoulder, clattering on the ice, and a sandwich fell out of his pocket. The truck went careening past him and stopped at the end of the block. Tub picked up his sandwich and slung the rifle and walked down to the truck. The driver was bent against the steering wheel, slapping his knees and drumming his feet on the floorboards. He looked like a cartoon of a person laughing.
"Tub, you ought to see yourself," he said. "You look just like a beach ball with a hat on, doesn't he, Frank?"
The man beside him smiled and looked off.
"You almost ran me down," Tub said. "You could have killed me."
"Come on, Tub," said the man beside the driver. "Be mellow. Kenny was just messing around."
He opened the door and slid over to the middle of the seat. Tub took the bolt out of his rifle and climbed in beside him.
"My feet are frozen," he said. "If you meant 10 o'clock, why didn't you say 10 o'clock?
"Tub, you haven't done anything but complain since we got here," said the man in the middle. "If you want to piss and moan all day, you might as well go home and bitch at your kids. Take your pick." When Tub didn't say anything, he turned to the driver.